Now, in Exodus chapter 5, this leadership story goes on. We read afterwards, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go, so they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Oh, the project you have been discussing and the preparation has been long. It's finally here. Moses was born to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. But the guy is 80 years before this encounter with the Pharaoh finally happens. He took 40 years of being prepared as a leader in Pharaoh's training schools. Another 40 years, maybe in delearning some of the methods Pharaoh had taught him. In the wilderness with the God, 40 years of wilderness training. And finally, he is where God wanted him, where he is totally dependent on God. And he finally has to face Pharaoh. And he does not say, "I say." He says, "This is what the Lord." Oh, not just any God, the God of Israel says. Maybe Moses was assuming that Pharaoh would have had stories about the God of Israel. You know, there are many, many stories about previous fights that may have helped them to know that the God of Israel is special. But whatever the issue is, he wants Pharaoh to know there is a God of Israel. And he is the one who is talking.